The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Who have you got on the phone over there, Maggie?
We've got Josie, and she's going to do her Strictly Sequins. Afternoon, Josie.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi, Josie.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing okay.
We're fine, thanks.
Thank you. Right, go for it. We want to hear all about Strictly Sequins.
Hello, this is Josie Shaw with Strictly Sequins. My weekly thoughts on BBC One Saturday evening show, Strictly Come Dancing. Firstly, all the professional dancers put on a dance routine to the musical Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. There were lots of flamboyant outfits, and three of the men were dressed as drag queens.
Oh, wow. So, what was the dance theme this week?
The dance theme to celebrate the quarterfinals week was Musical from the Stage. The show had an introduction from the master of musicals, Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber, as he was talking with passion about musical and theatre shows coming back again next year after COVID, also known as coronavirus. He had tears in his eyes.
Oh, I bet he did. So what was your favourite dance this week, Josie, and which couple were performing it?
Well, my favourite dance was performed by Harvey and Jeanette. They performed a routine to the musical chorus line.
Mm-hmm.
They were both dressed in gold lyrics with top hats and tails.
Ooh.
The song they danced to was One Singular Sensation.
Yeah.
The judge said, so professional, well done to both of you. Dance of the season. Craig said, it's like looking in the mirror. I loved it. They scored 29 points.
Oh, good. So what outfits did you like the most?
The couple of outfits I liked the most were when Fia and Giovanni, the same couple last week.
Okay.
They were dressed in powder blue waiter and waitress clothes.
Ah.
Dancing the Venus Falls to She Used to Be Mine from the musical Waitress.
Mm-hmm.
The judge has said, you told the story so naturally, absolutely believable, poetry in motion, frame phenomenal. Your back is beautiful, and gave them 27 points.
Oh, that's good. So what dance did you find the most entertaining and why?
The dance I found the most entertaining was the Charleston, because the song makes you want to jump about, laugh and cry at the same time.
Right.
It was performed by JJ and Amy. The song they danced to was Titty Titty Bang Bang from mm-hmm. the show with the same name.
Yep.
Incidentally, they had a real Titty Titty Bang Bang car on the dance floor.
Oh, wow.
The judges said, a new JJ, you have discovered your acting skills. Craig said he thought they could have hammed it up a bit, so they gave them only 20 points.
Oh, okay. So this week, which dance would you have liked to have danced?
If I could have been a dancer in one of the couples, I would have liked to have been dancing the jive.
Oh.
With Maisie and Gorka. They danced to a song from the musical The Little Shop of Horrors.
All right.
The judge said, with complex changes of rhythm, you nailed it. You smashed it for sure. The acting was good. You are music, and gave them 28 points.
Good. So who was at the top of the leaderboard this week?
At the top of the leaderboard was Harvey and Jeanette with 29 points, followed by Maisie and Gorka with 28 points.
Okay, and who was at the bottom?
The couples at the bottom were JJ and Amy with 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
The two couples second from bottom were Bill and Otie dancing the Argentine tango to the Fountain of the Opera,
mm-hmm.
and Jim and Karen dancing the jive to Everybody Talking About Jamie.
Ah.
Both with 24 points.
Yep.
Incidentally, both couples had best of luck wishes from stars in the musical shows. Michael Crawford wished Bill and Otie all the luck in the world, while the actual Jamie that the musical is based on wished Jamie and Karen good luck too.
Oh, that was nice, wasn't it? So who was in the dance-off?
After the plucked vote between the two couples, in the dance-off were Jamie and Karen and JJ and Amy.
So do you think the right couples were in the dance-off, Josie?
I agree that Jamie, who danced with Karen, were right to have been in the dance-off.
Mm-hmm.
They danced the jive to the song Jamie, but I didn't want JJ and Amy to be in the dance-off.
Oh, wow. Why was that?
Well, because it wasn't a song. It was the way how they danced so brilliantly.
Okay. So who was voted out by the judges?
Well, instead of who I expected to be, it was JJ and Amy were voted out by the judges.
Oh, do you agree with their decision?
Well, the first time in forever, I didn't agree with the judges' decision.
Ooh, right.
And I'm sorry to say that I wanted JJ and Amy to stay and Cara and Jamie to go.
Oh, well. What is happening next week?
Well, next week it will be the semi-finals week. Can you believe that already?
I know. Phew. So who are you looking forward to seeing dance next week?
I am looking forward to seeing Maisie and Gorka, as I think Maisie is getting really brilliant with her footwork.
Oh.
Well, it's going to be enjoyable.
Hopefully.
Listen next week to see how they all get on, who dance brilliantly and who gets voted off and who will be in the grand final.
Oh, wow. Ooh. It's all too exciting.
Too much. Too much.
So you're really enjoying this, aren't you, Josie?
I am.
Yes.
Good
for you. Well done. You do such a beautiful description.
Yes, you do. You do that really well, Josie. Give everybody a flavour of the actual TV programme.
You do. Well done.
Well done.
So we'll talk to you again next Tuesday when you're going to be talking about a Christmas film, The Enchanted Christmas with Beauty and the Beast, yeah?
Yes.
That's right, yes.
Good. So we'll speak to you next Tuesday. So you have a good weekend.
I will, thank you.
Talk to you again Tuesday.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye for now.
Talk to you again soon. See ya.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.